Out this evening. It's another day. This is a day that our Heavenly Father has made and allowed us to be in it, partake of His essence, remember it, treasure it, and give Him all the praise for it. I pray that your day has been fantastic, even in the midst of everything you're going through, that you're finding something to be positive about, something to be worshipful about, and just something to press on about, and that's the fact that you have the activities of your limbs. You have the ability to change your life from this day forward. Optimism is the key. So we welcome you to change your life and to take action and be a part of a network that wants to help you to achieve to take action. We're here once again. Thank you for being patient with us on our last show. We had a very colorful guest, a very interesting guest, but we wanted to definitely address what's made international news, national attention all over the world, about a young man being gunned down in the streets. It's happened before, but to be shot in the back for not paying your fare on a bus. I think that's taken us to a different, that's a different height that we've never achieved or reached before. And I think that I just read today somewhere in the news that the number one person to be afraid of, or enemy, outside of any crime or criminal, would be those that we consider to be police officers. And that's sad to say, because there are those that are good and that do come aboard the force with good intentions and a desire to protect and serve, as they say. But then there are those that get caught up into the system and forget what they're doing and what it's all about, and that they have an opportunity to teach and preach and change, just like the rest of us with that badge. So keep us in prayer in the Bay Area with what's going on. And tonight is a little bit lighter topic. We haven't been able to do a lot of shows, and we're trying to catch up with some shows. And if you've listened to some of the shows in the past, you heard me kind of briefly go through certain health topics and not really have an opportunity to expand upon some of the information. And I think it's imperative that we begin to discuss these things, because the food that we're putting in our bodies is having an effect on who we are, our attention span, our health, our weight, how we feel about ourselves and others. There's so much that has changed in society with what we put in our bodies. I don't know where to begin. And the reason I titled this show Fighting for Your Health and Eating to Live, because it's so easy now to eat to die. We used to have a word in the past known as comfort food, and we knew too much of it would be bad for you. But now this so-called comfort food is coffin food. Not even comfort. It's not comforting as much as it used to be, because you know you're putting your life in jeopardy if you eat some of these foods with the different oils and different additives and words that we can't even pronounce on the back of a bag. I dare not eat anything that has more than six ingredients. And if you look at the back of some of these fast foods, you'll notice that they have probably sometimes 30 to 50 different ingredients, mostly preservatives and chemicals that are there to make sure it has a long shelf life. But what does it do inside of your body? And your body is totally rejecting this food and fighting against it, which is why we see such a rise in cancer, diabetes. I could go on and on. The list goes on and on. And with the rise in all this sickness, of course, this is the purpose of the rise in the sickness is to push you towards using all this medicine, and the medicine only addresses the symptoms of the sickness, but does not get to the core of the sickness and does not provide any healing for what you're going through. And the bad thing about it is that I've noticed that when a lot of people get sick, they have a hard time weaning themselves off. It's like a heroin addict or a cocaine addict. They have a hard time getting away from the fast foods and the foods that they know that are harmful for them. And this is the scary thing about the society that we live in. A lot of things that are labeled healthy or that we believe are healthy because we've been programmed to think so by watching commercials or seeing an athlete chugging up some Gatorade that's filled with food dyes and sodium and other additives that are harmful for an athlete on the court. We think that's healthy for us, and we don't take the time to do our due diligence. I remember we went through a spike of child athletes collapsing on the football field and court for a while, and I wonder why. It's a young, healthy, vibrant bodies that should not be going through all these things, and it comes down to the food they eat and the food that is in the cafeterias that they're serving our children. And sad to say, now we have to fight to stay healthy and to live. It's amazing that you have to go into a grocery store with your reading glasses, a dictionary, and Google, and read everything you're about to purchase. But you have to do that if you want to live, if you want to be healthy. Sad to say. Very sad to say. Supposed to have a special guest calling in. My dad, Pastor Cooper, is a self-proclaimed. He's been studying this stuff for years, teaching on it since the 70s, and nobody listened to him. But with all the information he's gathered, he's gotten pretty, I'd say, astute in this field. He should be doing a whole lot more lectures. And I don't say that because he's my dad. He just has a lot of information I wanted him to be able to share tonight. So I'm waiting on him to call in. Well, if not, we'll check with him in a few minutes. Let's see. There's some information I want to share with you. Give me a second. I'm trying to pull it up. If anyone wants to call in and share some information, I was talking to a sister earlier this week. She gave me some great information on what the government is doing to try and shut down, try and keep you from growing your own food in your backyard, trying to pass laws to keep you from doing things like that. They're trying to pass laws to get rid of herbs and get rid of all these health food stores, because they're inside these health food stores lies the cure to all of your ailments. The Most High, our Father, gave us everything we need to come out of the ground to provide for our sicknesses and for our healing. We're just ignorant to it. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Just the other day, I found out that celery and cherries are good for gout and blood pressure, and that they cure instead of taking medicine. If you listen to the show I did last Sunday, I told you about a concoction that was given to me by a Persian man that lowered his cholesterol, his blood pressure, his arthritis, his immune system kicked in. And what he does is he takes this every morning, a cup of limes, fresh organic limes, that's probably about three limes cut in half, a cup of raw ginger, a cup of garlic, a cup of organic apple cider vinegar, a tablespoon of honey, what did I leave out, some cinnamon and some cayenne pepper, and you blend all this together, and he takes a tablespoon, a teaspoon every morning, before he drinks water, coffee, or anything, lets that get in his system. I've tried it. I've got my mother, my aunts, everybody on it, and they are rejuvenated and seeing low numbers with their blood pressure. there are so many things. And I implore you to start reading and using the internet to find out about these things before they shut the internet down. There are books out there you need to purchase, especially from Borders. I'm sorry to say they're going out of business, but they're going to have to. Nobody wants to buy the books, so they're going to burn the books. I'd advise you to go get all the health books you could possibly get to learn what you're supposed to do for your body. Found out the other day that basil, the herb, the natural herb basil, fights pneumonia. Found out the other day that licorice is what all cough medicines are made of, licorice root that helps to fight coughs. Cinnamon and cayenne pepper for bronchial infections and bronchitis and colds. Echinacea, definitely, and garlic. Echinacea and garlic, good for colds, flu, everything, the likes. The Most High has given us everything to come out of the ground that we need to survive. So I implore you, stay away from the neighborhood grocery store that has the markdown meats that came from the higher-end stores that are no good for you. I did a show where I got from Straightway Truth, and I'll tell you, Pastor McDowell, because that's a good man. He did a show on milk and meats, and there's a thing called meat glue. They are actually using pig parts, dried up pig parts, to put meat scraps together and formulate fake filet mignons. And you buy them thinking you're eating a great filet mignon when you get home. This is the kind of stuff that we're putting in our bodies and we're not even aware of. This is the kind of stuff that's causing a spike in diabetes in the Hebrew-Israel community. And we're finding out about cancer just being everywhere. And I told you I found out there were so many cures for cancer that people were murdered for bringing this information out. One of the cures lies in the kernel of an apricot seed because it's loaded with B17, not a normal B vitamin that you can get, but what it does is that kernel and apple seeds stimulate the white blood cells and put them to work. But what they do is they'll scare you if you look it up on the internet and tell you that it has a cyanogen in it, that it's a cousin to cyanide, and that if you take too many of them, you can poison yourself to death. That's not true. It's a different type of cyanide that stimulates the white blood cells and causes them to go to work against all free radicals in the body. Keep your kids away from anything that's in a bag. If they want to have it every now and then, that's fine, but it's just not what it used to be. Give them stuff that comes out of the ground so that they can live. I was trying to find an article, and I can't find it right now, about the fact that this bad food is affecting the spirituality. And this is what I wanted to share. Listen to this. There was an article in Time magazine that identified the God gene. And you may have seen this article. It was Time or Life. I believe it was Time magazine a couple of years ago. Scientists identified the God gene. That's the gene inside of you that sparks an interest to connect with a higher being and pray or meditate. And the flip side of that story they didn't tell you, and the purpose for wanting to find that, is that they have also learned how to put an additive in food that decreases the intensity of that particular gene and takes away the desire to want to seek for a higher cause, a higher being, or decrease a desire for spirituality and causes you to be numb. Those would be the people you see come to your synagogues, your churches, or wherever, and they're just docile, dead, of none effect. And these are the people that look for stimulants in sex, drugs, weed, and alcohol, because the foods that they're eating are causing this particular gene within their body to become dormant. And you have companies such as Monsanto that are splicing seeds. And what they say, they're doing it in the name of fighting insect. It's a natural insect repellent, and we're causing the food, and we can create more food. But they're splicing it with pig guts, intestines, all types of animals, pig snout, and they're saying they're doing this to keep away the pests. But what they're doing is they're taking the nutrition out of the food that we're eating, and so the food that the kids are eating doesn't have any nutrition, but it bloats them. This is why you see so many fat kids. They eat, get full, but no nutrition, nothing to stimulate them. And at the same time, it's doing something to the genetic makeup in inside of those kids to where they have no desire to focus, pay attention, or to seek a higher cause, or to be spiritual, because they put something in the food to attack that particular genetic makeup. And it's in your packaged foods, and it's in some of your foods. And I implore you to shop organic. I don't care how expensive it is. It's cheaper than a stay at the hospital. Read what you're eating and give your kids the best. See if I can get you to hold on and see if we can bring in additional callers. See if I can get you to hold for 1 second. Okay, everyone, family, thank you for holding. We're back. Thanks for holding. I got the special guest on the line that I told you about. My Pastor Tony Cooper with information with you as well, outside of information. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well.
I've just been sharing with our listening audience about different herbs, the power of herbs as being medicines, and how serious it is to read your labels to go organic. I just bought a juicer today, kind of happy, stoked. And then I was sharing with them about an article I read in Time Life magazine about how they've identified how to affect the genetic makeup of a lot of our children by giving them processed food, which decreases their spirituality and their focus. So I know you have a lot of stuff to share about food, so at this time I'm going to let you go ahead and share. I know you read some articles, so feel free to go ahead and share.
Oh, dear God, bless your heart. I had no idea. Well, primarily, if you read this current edition of Time magazine, you'll realize that the oceans are fished out and they've been raising farm fish, and predominantly the farm fish is coming from Japan and China. It says in the circle of Asia. Subsequent to that, it speaks of Europe, then Africa, smaller. The United States is as well as producing because the oceans are fished out. And then it gives a graft of the cows and the pigs and the chickens that are cloned.
Right.
And so there's an 80% chance that, and when it comes to chicken, that you're eating cloned chicken. 70% chance that you're eating drinking clone milk, 60% chance you're eating clone beef, 70% chance you're eating clone pork. This is factual and has been publicized. And in addition to the hormones that they're putting in there, in addition to that, it's once you emasculate this food, then it becomes a part of your DNA, meaning then people start growing early and pituitary glands start exploding, and all kind of things take place, which is bad. And this is current information that I'm sharing with you as we speak. Also, they're putting a lot of antibiotics in milk, and there's a reason why they're putting a lot of antibiotics in milk. And the reason why they're doing that is because by virtue of the cows that it's coming from, they're not pristine cows. They're not virgin cows. When I say virgin, I mean pure, by virtue that they're not crossbred, and then the soil, the grass that they're eating and whatever. It's very few cows left in America that are grain fed and pure grass and clean, pristine water.
Right.
So you have to be very, very careful. If you're gonna, it'd be best not to fool with milk, you know. And I hope that's not a big boo. But it'd be best not. If you're going to have to, if you have to have milk, try almond milk, try rice milk.
Goat's milk is a pretty good alternative too.
I'm sorry?
Goat's milk, that's a pretty good alternative too, if you can find it, especially organic.
Yeah, you'll have to do some adjusting on the taste. Other than that, it's far, far more superior than cow's milk.
Yeah.
Far more superior. And you go from there. But there's so much more to say, but I didn't realize I was going to do this, but I enjoy it. This is a topic second to the Bible, second to the Word of God. This is a topic that I love, and I like to share this kind of information so that we can be more genetically, when I say genetically, genetically free from pesticides, herbicides, and processed foods and chemicals and nitrates and things like that. And once your system gets purged, then your thyroid will start functioning properly, and all your other, your pituitary glands and your other glands will function properly, and you'll increase your lifespan anywhere between 8 to 20%.
Right, and I was sharing with people earlier that, in the news, it reports that we're playing down the radiation threat, the radiation that's in the water that's affected a third of the seas, and we're playing down the Gulf oil explosion that also affected the seas, and that fish, that shrimp, all that stuff is making its way to market. They're trying to make people believe it's okay. And also another thing people aren't aware of is that the radiation that was in the air hit a lot of the mountaintops where that ice was. And now that ice is melting and flowing down into streams and coming down into the waters. And so there's even, I mean, when we start talking about radiation and fish and seafood, then you got to start talking about the herbs, how to combat all this stuff. But, I mean, you know, you stay away from it, you run away from it, or you just prepare yourself for what's coming. Because, of course, we're going into some tough times. We got people stockpiling food, putting food up, trying to grab what's good now before the bad stuff comes down, because I guess that there was a purpose for affecting all of the food and the fish.
Well, if they're going to stockpile food, then get it dehydrated so you can, because the dehydrated is the life of shelf life on food you dehydrate, such as fruit, veggies, chicken, good beef, if you're going to erupt perfectly, lamb. You're good from 5 to 7 years on shelf life. And all it takes is liquid to hydrate it, and you're ready to go again. And then it takes up less room so you can stockpile far much more. A crate will take you a year and a half, just a crate of dehydrated food, but the right kind of food, you see.
I'm hearing about the Mylar bags now, too, with the tubs, putting the Mylar bags, food in the Mylar bags, put it in tubs, and they've got these capsules that help to keep the oxygen out of the Mylar bags, and they say that has a shelf life of about three to five years.
And that's because there's no oxygen there.
Right.
But just a second. Let me put my glasses on. There's something I want to read you about from this column, and now that I got my eyes on, meaning my glasses, here's what it says in this magazine. Shrimp, more than 1.3 million tons are farmed each year, about 40% of the shrimp consumed globally. Oysters and mussels, they account for a quarter of agriculture production, more than 13 million tons each year farmed. Common carp fish, annual farm production. It's about 3.2 million tons, mostly in China. Atlantic salmon, some 90% of what arrives at tables, some from farms, more than 1.4 million tons each year. People eating more fish, it's all farmed. And then I'm looking at the whole process and how this is done. It would behoove you to get the Time magazine, July 15th dated. And you'll find this information, and it'll be very edifying, page 32, 33, and 34. You really want to get this information because it is curt. A lot of the shrimp is full of toxics that took place down in the Gulf, and some of that water came all the way up past Chula Vista, past San Diego, migrated this way, but they farmed a lot of that, a part of that product, went overseas, and a part of the product went to the United States and Canada. And it is a fact, period. What they call free from, meaning acceptable amounts. This is just a hypothetical example, but it's true. For example, trans fats. They say that if there's just 1% that's acceptable, then the government in our country gave companies, bread companies, cookies, potato chips, and all them, the right to put on there no trans fats, but yet there's 1% per serving, and most of us don't read the labels per serving. Look for hydrogenation, look for trans fats. It's there. So when it says no trans fats, there's an acceptable amount where they're allowed to do that, but in truth, there's a hidden amount, and it's concealed from the public. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Then I think a lot of people are forgetting about the non-GMO foods, and that's the genetically modified organisms that we talked about. And that's kind of hard to look forward to, especially all your corn, genetically modified with those chemicals and everything in there in the name of insecticides.
Well, that's what they made the ethanol oil from the excess corn. And you're absolutely right. And then it's hybrid corn. It has no enzymes in that hybrid corn where it cannot reproduce. Its grain cannot reproduce. The enzyme is gone. It's dead food. Hybrid food is dead food. It cannot reproduce. It's just bulk, and it cannot nurture your body. They say the body cannot recognize that it's hybrid. That's what they tell us.
Right.
But the body does recognize it, and it rejects it. And so that's the whole deal right there. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And when you go to Chinese restaurants, watch the sodium content and watch the MSG.
Right.
Monsodium gluconate. It tastes good. It enhances the taste, but it's deadly, and it can really be a threat to you as far as having strokes and things like that if you're consuming a lot. Moderation, you know, I'm saying just adjust yourself to abandon yourself from such food unless you tell them to cook it without MSG. 90 seconds left.
Yeah, we got some time. Also, I noticed on the back of a lot of packages, you find something you thought was healthy because it would say, and natural flavors, and I'm starting to find out that those natural flavors are a lot of unknown chemicals, and it's a way to mask it. So it's a lot of deception going on with what's really healthy, and I think people are having a hard time trying to figure out what is healthy, and I know that they're having to spend a little extra money, but it, in the long term, it's definitely worth it because aspartame, which is bad for you,
yes,
and high fructose corn syrup, all those things are bad for you. So they're catching on to the fact that people are wising up, so they're trying to find new ways to package this. But any closing words, anything you want to say?
Learn to read labels, read the ingredients. Even if it's whole wheat bread, make sure the first ingredient is stone ground or whole wheat. Make sure that's there. Learn to read labels. Some brown breads are mixed with white fibers as well as wheat, and it's hybrid. Learn to read your labels. Read your labels. That's the last thing I can say in such a short time.
Okay. Well, thanks for being on.
Thanks for the insight.
Wow. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Thank you for tuning in to Scan. Until next time, Shalom.